Welcome back on 101.9 and 1450. We're at the half. Viking marching band on the field. Nothing for the High. Haven't had many of these over the years. So we'll take it and like it. Big game in the Detroit area. Clinton Township, Chip Valley, 21. Lake Orion, 14. That is in the third quarter. Some scores trickling in from around the state tonight.
You know, at the end of the third quarter over on Lake Huron, it's Richmond 14, Marysville 12. And that's...
Longtime rivals.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Final score from over there, North Farmington beat Pontiac 36-0. Also on the east side of the state, Romeo leads Oxford 40-0 in the third quarter.
Macomb, Dakota leading Clarkston 21-10. And Dakota set to score again. Over in Birmingham, your old stomping grounds, Tom. Groves 16-0 over Seaholm. That game in the fourth quarter.
A little bit closer to home with... it's still about the end of the third quarter. Grand Rapids Northview did actually Chelsea just scored, and they lead Grand Rapids Northview 20-7. Midland High leads Traverse City West 21-3 in the third. Final score in, it's St. Joe 32, Kalamazoo Central 8. Forest Hills Northern and Grand Rapids Kennewa Hills are going at it up in GR. It's Forest Hills Northern 14, Grand Rapids Kennewa Hills 13 with 5:24 to go in the third.
Most of the Grand Rapids schools are playing tonight. So I imagine tomorrow, big crowd for that Lumen Christi West Catholic game, Tom.
Well, the biggest game in Grand Rapids going on right now is the one between Grand Rapids Catholic Central and East Grand Rapids. Catholic Central just scored on a four-yard touchdown pass from Joe Enns to Sean Campbell. So with 8:53 to go in that game, East Grand and Grand Rapids Catholic Central are tied at 14.
Again, we have two games on the network tomorrow for you, Lumen and West Catholic, here on 101.9 1450. And you can catch Columbia Central and Napoleon Cascades Tilt tomorrow on K105.3. 3-minute break. We'll be back. We're at the half at Withington. Jackson High destroying Ann Arbor here on 33-0 here at the half.
Laughing voices, vibrant smiles, busy hands. That's what you will find when you visit Legacy Assisted Living Center. This isn't senior living the way you thought it would be. It's senior living the way it should be. This state-licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assisted Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, it's a foot-long Subway turkey and bacon guacamole.
Whoa, that's like all my favorite things in one sandwich.
Me too.
As if tender turkey breast and crispy bacon weren't enough, then they added delicious guacamole. It was like they created it just for me. I really gotta get one.
You want some?
Yes. I mean, if you don't mind.
Subway knows what you love. The big-time flavor of the new turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
I'm Flip LaFleur, and recently we changed the name of our company to LaFleur Realty. While our name has changed, our commitment to our community has not. As alumni of Luma Christi and proud supporter of Jackson High School athletics, we at LaFleur Realty would like to wish all of Jackson County teams the best of luck this season. Like athletics, selling a home is easier with the right people calling the place. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, consider LaFleur Realty online at LaFleurRealty.com.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community for their support over those 35 years. The concept of keeping your business local and promoting Jackson's business community has been a priority to American Title Company. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street in the old Jacobson store for the home.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
With Tom Ratchford, Greg O'Connor, Josh Ankrell spinning the dials tonight. We're at the half. Jackson High 33, Ann Arbor Huron, Notto. I'm going to start to the game tonight as Grand Rapids showed up at 7 o'clock right at kickoff. Apparently bus issues, and that bus that they brought here, I don't know if they had to trade buses, but that one out there out front, Tom.
That was the rescue.
That looks like you rode in it to school.
That was the rescue bus.
Was that the rescue bus?
Yep.
I would say they have some transportation issues at Ann Arbor Huron. Wow. That's that's an old bus. A few more scores trickling in.
You know, we're very fortunate here at Jackson, and I know there's been a lot of controversy because they privatized the drivers, but the bus situation with the actual equipment is really, really good.
Yeah, they've really upgraded that.
Yeah, we've always done a nice job. We always got on those buses with our kids, whether we went to Grand Ledge or to a regional or a state final in Grand Rapids or in the Detroit area. You always felt good and safe on the JPS buses. I always was eternally grateful for the school district for that. Yeah, well, a couple of scores. Battle Creek Lakeview and Portage Northern are tied at 6 at the end of the third quarter. Also at the end of the third quarter, Grand Ledge is hammering Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central 28-7. So Grand Ledge, of course,
they're good.
Have to go there in the middle of the season. Mason leads Okemos 29-8. I think that one's in the third quarter. We do get a chance to go to Okemos. I predict a Jackson win when we go to play them. Chelsea was leading Grand Rapids Northview.
20-14.
It's now 20-14. And Stockbridge, I believe, was still leading Essexville Garber in games that are played halfway in this area tonight. Pretty good opening night game for the Stockbridge.
Grand Rapids Catholic has tied East Grand Rapids at Blockbuster up in the Grand Rapids market. So they are all tied up. Clinton Township, Chippewa Valley, 21, Lake Orion, 14. They are now into the fourth quarter. Coopersville. They're in the same league as Grand Rapids West Catholic, drubbing Spring Lake 28-3. They are in the third. And Sterling Heights Stevenson over Troy. Fourth quarter score from the Detroit area, 20-3 there. Here it's 33-0 for Jackson High, if you're just tuning in. Macomb, Dakota, again leading Clarkston 28-10.
You know what?
In the fourth.
Chelsea just scored again. So Chelsea leads Grand Rapids Northview 27-14 with 33 seconds left in the first quarter, or third quarter.
Lake Orion has just scored. They are tied with Clinton Township, Chip Valley, 21 apiece. A couple great programs there. Vikings back to the field. Thirty-three-nil here at halftime. Take a break. We'll be back. 3-minute timeout. A lot of great sponsors with us tonight, including the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops on the post-game show with our Subway Sub Shop Player of the Game. That's been going on for decades. We'll be back with the second half right around the corner. Jackson up by 33 points on 101.9 and 1450.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen, Vice President of Advanced Turning Manufacturing, located deep in Maumee Nation. As a proud parent and alumni of Northwest, I serve on the advisory board for the externship program that places Northwest High School seniors out in the workforce. Northwest is an amazing school district and has given my own two daughters a strong foundation for success.
I am Dr. Heidi Shefferly, optometrist and Northwest parent. Northwest Community Schools is leading the way with creating a warm, nurturing, and positive culture in each of their schools. It is very important to me that my kids love school, and I am thrilled that they are proud to call themselves Mounties.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. And as a part of the Jackson County Connected Schools, we know firsthand how it truly takes a village to educate our students. Because of this, we are so thankful for our partnerships and our community. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
ProCare Automotive, servicing Jackson for over 25 years, selling quality used cars and trucks, and servicing both domestic and foreign vehicles. Performing oil changes, wheel alignment, brakes, tune-ups, manufacturer's maintenance services, plus many other services. Owned and operated by Paul Berkmeyer. Come into ProCare Automotive at 2620 East Michigan Avenue in Jackson for your next auto service or used car. Call Paul today at 787-0781. That's 787-0781.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Midwest Amusement is your go-to location for pool cues, table lamps, virtually anything else you need for your game room. But did you know Midwest Amusement are the ones to call when you need your pool table moved? Pool tables need to be leveled and seamed, and let's be honest, most pool tables are just plain heavy. Let the professionals at Midwest Amusement do it for you. You can also have your table recovered with 30 different colors and four styles to choose from. Let the pros at Midwest Amusement take care of you and your table. Call today at 782-5117.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
I saw the count.
Welcome back on 101.9 and 1450 here at Withington. Two teams have trickled back out, and we're about a minute away from activity. We'll have a lot of scores for you tomorrow across the network. Tom, you got a recap of the scoring.
Yeah, we might as well give the scores here while we're here.
We probably should.
You know, Jackson scored a touchdown on the opening. They actually didn't score a touchdown. Corey got it down to the 15-yard line, but it got called back on a hold. So Vikes took over first and 10 from way back on their own 20, and they won 80 yards in about a 5-6 plays. Shawnee Suttis scored Jackson's first touchdown on a 14-yard run with 9:32 to go in the first quarter. Jamar Paris's run made it 8-0 Jackson. And then 3 minutes later, Corey Pryor just dazzled the entire crowd with a 92-yard run on that jet sweep up the left side. So 92-yard run for Pryor. The pass failed with 6:52 to go in the first quarter. Jackson led 14-0. Then with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter, Shawnee Suttis scored on a 2-yard plunge. The pass again failed, and at that point, it was 20-0 Jackson near the end of the first quarter. At the second quarter, Lawan Bramlett hit Corey Pryor on a real nice pass play, 75 yards for the score. The kick failed, so with 9:45 to go in the second, it was 26-0 Jackson. And then with 5:29 to go in the first half, Corey Pryor again scored on a 24-yard run. Nick Crowder's kick was good this time and made the score 33-0 where we stand here at the end of the first half. And that's 33-0 Jackson over the River Rats of Ann Arbor Huron.
Total domination here. A couple of other scores. Clinton Township, Chip Valley has taken a late lead over Lake Orion, 28-21. Marine City, 18. Algonac, 13. East Grand, 28. Grand Rapids Catholic, 14. And Sturgis leads South Haven, 25-18. Good to see Jamie McKibben tuned in tonight.
Absolutely. Hey, Lumen Christie's opponent next week is Charlotte. Charlotte is leading Ionia 21-13 with 9:27 to go in the third quarter in a game of old-time rivals Charlotte over Ionia.
That at the fairgrounds?
Well, they don't play at the fairgrounds anymore. Remember, they got that beautiful field now at Charlotte. Ionia's got a nice place, too.
Jackson kicks off here to start the second half. Good kick all the way down to the 2-yard line. And that's Miles, and he's tripped up. Got it out to about the 25-yard line.
Well, you notice Nick Crowder, after he kicked it down inside the 5, stood right back at about the 50-yard line. I'm very certain he's on the soccer team, and he's not really well-equipped right here to make a tackle.
Justin Drain made that stop on the kick team for the High. So they'll start out on defense here. And Huron did put a little drive together that was penalty aided late in the first half. They got down to the 7-yard line, and then they shot themselves in the foot with a penalty and never did really come that close to scoring. They have a first down here at the 25. Jackson shows a run blitz. The quarterback, he got corked at about the 27-yard line. That might have been the best hit of the night, Tom.
Absolutely.
Wish I could have read the number.
Knocked Broderick Smith right on his rear end, the quarterback who rolled right in on one of those little quarterback bellies. Real good hit as Jackson comes out hitting at the after the intermission. And usually what will happen is Huron got a chance to catch their breath. They were really dragging at the end of the first half. So this might rejuvenate them for a few moments.
They run their little jet sweep and turn the corner. Close to a first down. Looks like it's going to be a little short by maybe a yard. That was the always popular Saranzale DeSano for about 6 or 7 yards. Be a third down and a long yard for the River Rats of Coach Andre Parker in his second year. And they have two running backs back there. Ray Miles would be your choice. The quarterback keeps it and eats it. And he fumbles. Did they call it down? Yeah, Jackson came up with the ball, but they whistled it down.
Yeah, the head linesman was right in front of it, and he pointed immediately to the ground that it was down.
Tom, why would you not give the ball to Miles there?
I don't understand that.
Third down and a yard. Now they're looking at fourth and six. A debacle on the Ann Arbor here on sideline. Boy, who is calling those plays? And they have to kick again. And as Tom said, their most valuable player is Smitscherly. He's German. Pryor's got this punt at the 30. Looks for a block. 40, 45, 50, 40. You kidding? 30. 20! Oh, they've got him at the 5-yard line. Are you kidding me? We have flags all over the place.
Well, Corey Pryor is something sort of special. And
man.
You know, he gave a little stutter step move at about the 25 and just blew past the Huron defender. Somebody finally dragged him down inside the 10-yard line. But it does appear that this is going back. There are two flags back at the Jackson 45-yard line. You don't usually see one on the left hash and one on the right hash.
Oh. Well, Pryor already had about an 80-yard return nullified, and this one went from the 30-yard line of Jackson down to the 5-yard line of Huron. They'll bring this back, but it'll be only a matter of time.
I sent Greg a text purposely so you might be able to hear his ringtone when a text comes in. A duck quacking.
29-yard line for Jackson. So that penalty... 66-yard penalty. But when you're up 33-0, I guess you can fluff that off. 9:28 to go. Late night here at Withington. And this is Bramlett hitting the backfield. They faked to Suddeth. And Bramlett kept it and lost about a yard. Starting group for the high up front. Cormac Carroll is a senior at 260. Carl Albrecht, senior, 300 pounds. The sophomore, Noah Hubbard, was shaken up earlier, but he's back in. Sophomore at 215. Nate Lavery, senior at 220. The right guard and the right tackle is Brandon Rudolph, senior at 215. So pretty good size. There's that duck call. I think McKibben must have set that up. Here's a hard run up over the 35-yard line. Shante Suddeth.
Remember Bob Ufer had his scoring horn?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You got your duck call. Didn't you actually have one up here?
I did. I still have that. I may have to grab that out. I don't think I'll take it to Grand Rapids, though.
You know, it might go up there.
You think
that's
so?
More of a sophisticated
yeah,
crowd.
They're, yeah, they're, they could be snobby. Secondary. Whoa, what a run here. Suddeth. 40. Cut back. He's gone. 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Vikings. Spectacular run by Shante Suddeth, 55 yards, 65 yards. My goodness.
I think Shawnee Suddeth hit more Jackson kids,
yeah,
or they hit him than the Huron kids. What a run by Shawnee Suddeth, right up the gut, really, 65 yards and a score. And it's 39-0 Jackson with 7:49 to go in the third quarter.
Spectacular run by Suddeth. Yeah, he bounced off his own men. Looked like bowling pins out there, and he got out in the secondary. Nobody going to catch him. Extra point by Crowder. Good. 40-0 Jackson. And just in time, we have the 909. The Amtrak cutting through the stadium here.
We got the band playing the actual Jackson I Fight song. We got the 909 going to Chicago in the north end zone, and we got the duck call.
I think that one was going to Detroit.
That one's coming the other way.
A lot of ambient noise, is that what they call it?
Yeah, and a lot of fun here for the Vikes tonight. 40-0 Jackson, 7:49 to go in the third quarter. And I'll be honest with you, this doesn't happen very often.
No. Soak it in, because they won't. The rest of the schedule will not probably play out like this. Be a lot more difficult in the rugged Capital Blue Division. Here's Miles again, going to try it. And, oh, they missed him out there, and he got down the sideline. And out over the 40-yard line, late flag.
Miles takes the kick back, across the 40, near the 45.
I haven't talked to the Jackson coaches yet to see who's going to go to watch Lansing Everett tomorrow at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. You got to go. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get in the car and go see them. Isn't that LeBron James's high school?
Absolutely, yeah. Let's see.
Against Ann Arbor Huron.
There was a clip or an illegal block on Huron, and that very fine run by Ray Miles.
Of course, and that'll be the only, really, there's only four times the clock's going to stop the rest of the way, as we're now in the point differential rule. Timeouts,
so,
injuries, penalties.
Yeah, this should go pretty quick.
Yeah, it's tips, timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scoring plays are the only time the clock's going to stop. And we're still having trouble getting the ball in play. As I mentioned, seven referees now, and it took a minute for them all to get into place so they could put the ball down and get it going. Clock winds. Clock stops. Let's call this clumsy by...
Yeah. They must know it's 10 after 9, don't they?
Well, the officials walked in here when we did.
Right.
Which is really, Huron probably should have already been here by then.
They should have, been close. Huron can't get the right ball in. And that about typifies their night. The bus broke down. They better pray that bus doesn't break down on the way back. Smith hands it off to Miles, and he beat contain 40, 45, 50, 40, 30, and dragged out of bounds.
Well, that's Anthony Coffey that ran him down, and Jackson's got an awful lot of speed in the secondary. There's not a lot of kids that are going to break long touchdowns against these guys.
But a real bad defensive play on the corner for Jackson, or at the end position, as again they really got sucked in, and that's really about the only play that's worked tonight. A couple times they have been able to turn that corner. than a foot race, and Miles is about as fast as anybody out here, and he's strong. Well, from the, well, they had a men in motion, and this play hit behind the line of scrimmage. Good job by the Viking D there, a loss of a couple back to the 29.
Charles Ramsey, the ball carrier. Brought for a loss back to the 29.
That was Charlie Chuck Ramsey on the carry on that jet sweep.
Made the tackle for loss. Second and 13.
Jackson 40 here on nothing. And it's second and 13 for the River Rats. Jackson's offside. I didn't see a flag. Well, no, there's a break.
He timed it just right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy. They got a yard, third and 12.
You know, you think about it, the Viking attack, three touchdowns by Corey Pryor, three touchdowns by Shawnee Suddeth. Really the two players that are highlighted on this team.
They are.
But good play from the other guys. The line looked good.
Yeah.
I think they look confident. They look poised. They look sharp. And let's face it, they're playing Huron, who's not really very good. But there's no excuses. We're not giving this back.
No. Smith back to throw, down the middle. And they throw a flag.
Well, there's the first time that we've seen that guy, the back judge that stands alone in the end zone with two men on each sideline, because there's now three defensive back referees. That's the first time we've seen that called there.
That'll be a first down. Pass interference call on Anthony Parker, who hit the receiver before the ball got there, and I don't think that was going to be completed.
And in high school ball, that's irrelevant.
I understand that.
Just for point of conversation, it does not have to be catchable if there's interference.
And, of course, Parker couldn't really see where the ball was. Smith throws again over the middle, and that's knocked away. Good hit. Ooh. Big hit by Corey Pryor out there after the ball was deflected, and he just lit up Gerari, Nate Gerari. He took a shot as that ball was deflected.
You know, I think there's a new rule on that, and that coach just got a penalty flag tossed on him.
Yeah.
But I think there's a new rule of emphasis on that.
I don't know if there's anything Pryor could do. They did not throw a flag down there where the play was consummated.
So the unsportsmanlike conduct's against the Huron coach who was on the field voicing his displeasure.
Yeah. That ball was deflected, and there's three or four players going after it, and Pryor just corked the intended receiver. He wasn't going to catch the pass as it was batted away, but Pryor had every right, I thought, time to hit him.
There's a new rule on that, and I think there's a point of emphasis on a kid that's either defenseless or can't catch a ball.
15-yard penalty moves the ball back to the 29. Down is still second.
And, of course, I don't have my pamphlet with me with the rules changes.
Oh, you're right. I was reading that.
Took him a...
Ball's back at the 29, so it's a 15-yard personal foul penalty against Ann Arbor Huron.
And the referee obviously thought, like you did, that it shouldn't have been a penalty.
Right.
The Huron coach thought it should have. Oh.
There's a blitz. The quarterback is just wiped out by Witherspoon, and very lucky that wasn't picked up. That was third. And about 25, it's 4th and 25.
Yeah.
And a timeout, Ann Arbor Huron with 3:49 to go. Take a one-minute break. We'll be back. Jackson 40, Huron nothing. On 101.9 and 1450.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering. Get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at Withington, we're into a running clock, but this clock has been stopped more since we went into a running clock than we've had all night. So we have had penalties, etc. I don't know why it's still third down. It should, I thought it was fourth, but they've got third. They throw it down the middle. Intercepted. Picked off by the Vikings. Kane Flowers, number one, stepped right in front of the intended receiver. Jackson High interception at the 17-yard line. And the Vikings go first and 10.
That was bound to happen. You just can't throw the ball around fast and loose like that without ending up with the football. So Kane Flowers, nice grab over there on the far sideline. Jackson leads 40-0, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Clock running with the point differential rule. And the Vikes with the ball. Jake Holland, by the way, did go in now at quarterback for this series.
New offensive line also, Tom. Grand Ledge has won over Forest Hill Central, 35-20. Here's a play out to the 20, flag again. Nice carry there. I do not have a 44 in my media guide.
Sebastian Tony up from the JVs. See, Jackson's got a lot of kids. If you notice, there was no JV game, JVs last night because Huron canceled the JVs on Monday. So that's why there's so many extra kids down there, and you might as well throw them in this 40-0 game and let these kids run around a little bit. But don't go holding anybody to stop the clock.
Right, 10-yard penalty. We had more penalties in the last 5 minutes than we had all night. Jackson has a first and 20. Boy, what a game at Chip Valley leading Lake Orion 35-28. They're still in the fourth quarter. There's Jay Collin. He's out over the 15 to the 16-yard line.
Brought down by Tim Runstadler.
8 yards, 9 maybe.
And, you know, I suspect, too, there's kids that we didn't have on our roster for Huron. I suspect the 10th graders that, because they disbanded the JV team, but they do have some 10th graders here that aren't on this original list.
Quite a few of them. Holland, the junior, hands it off to the youngster up from the JV team. That was who, Tom, again?
Sebastian Tony.
Sebastian Tony. Picked up 3, and it's 3rd and 9.
3rd and 9 for the Vikings.
Jackson up 40-0. And Holland. The fumble, I think Jackson got it back. Huron just blitzed everybody. Jackson ran the the jet sweep. The ball was on the field. Bring up a fourth and about 15. Looks like the Vikes will punt. And I'm thinking it's Daniel Gant.
And I'm thinking there's 12 guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 8 on the line instead of 7.
Short kick by Mr. Gant, about 20 yards. No, they had 11 out.
8, 9, 10, 11. They did only have 7 on the line. I counted 8, but... All right, clock will continue to run, so this is going to
end the quarter.
Ball will be spotted at the 34. First and 10, Ann Arbor Huron.
Forty-nothing. The clock running down. Let's take a break. 2-minute break, and we'll be back with the fourth quarter. Should be quick, but we had a lot of penalties there that is really... really delayed things. 40-0 Jackson on 101.9 and 1450.
Why is it important that Auto Owners Insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was...
Senior living the way you thought it would be? It's senior living the way it should be. This state licensed center features on-site rehabilitation, a full-service salon, restaurant-style dining, a wide variety of activities, and expert nursing care. At Legacy Assistance Living, we place the emphasis on living. Call 764-2000 to schedule your tour today.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
You're on with the football there at the Jackson 28-yard line. Just had a nice hit by Caleb Brown-Hall on this last running play. It'll bring up a third down in about 4. For the Rats. A lot of people sticking around, too.
Yeah. You know, essentially, Jackson's got the JV team pretty much on the field. They've got an awful lot of subs out there. It's 40-0, 10 minutes to go in the game. And I applaud Scott Farley for that decision to put those kids in. They didn't get a chance to play the game last night because Huron dropped the JV team.
Smith's... In fact, they put Edmondson in a quarterback, and he's got a first down. However, a flag, and there may have been some movement here on Huron. That would not be a surprise. That was a 3rd and 4. They picked up about 6. Suddenly, we've just had a rash of penalties as we got into the running clock. And that is a clock stopper. It will be in Grand Rapids tomorrow night for the big tilt. We had quite a few calls, see if we were going there. And we are. Grand Rapids West Catholic and Lumen Christi tomorrow night at 7 right here. Edmondson down the middle, knocked away. That's incomplete. Very nice coverage out there in the secondary by Baron Parker.
Edmondson's pass was intended
pass intended for Chase Glore, knocked away by Baron Parker. Fourth down here on, and they need 8 yards to keep it. And if Jackson can get the ball back, we can run the clock out here pretty quickly with about two first downs. Am I hoping there?
Yes.
Fourth and nine. Edmondson now in at quarterback. Marcus Edmondson, he's been the wide receiver all night. And he's back to throw it, and down the middle, caught, touchdown. There goes the shutout on fourth and long. Very nice throw by Edmondson. That was Xavier Powell on the reception. Problem there, Edmondson had all night. There was absolutely no pressure, so he just waited until Powell broke down the middle open.
And Jackson does play man-to-man defense in the secondary, so once Powell was able to break, you can, you know, one guy can break on one guy all night long, and there was no one over there to help. So he was able to hit a Powell 29-yarder, and it's 40-6.
Extra point is good, and it's 40-7. Take a 30 break, and we're right back on 101.9 and 1450.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
You know, we didn't get to this at halftime. Jackson's yardage at halftime was 419 to 107. And they had two long, long plays of 80 yards called back.
Well, and of course, a lot of enthusiasm to start the season, and the kids that...
Well, it's good to get everybody in, Tom. That's huge.
Yeah, the kids that got the most, you certainly don't want Pryor or Suddeth to get hurt in the last quarter of a game that's 40
to nothing. No.
You don't want anybody. But I applaud Scott for bringing these kids in. But the whole team looked good. The line, the defense, the backs.
Kick return up the middle. Out over the 50. Almost broke it. That appeared to be, I don't have the number.
I think it was 22, Anthony.
Was it 22? Okay. I thought it was 32, but again, numbers for Jackson, just about impossible to pick up.
Well, either way, he got the ball across the 50 to the Huron 45, so clock does stop now because the Jackson lead is only 33. It's got to get back to 35 to continue running. So with 8:47 to go in the game, Jackson leads 40-7 over Ann Arbor Huron.
That running clock didn't do us any good. So I think we had a penalty on about every play while it was 40-0. Holland gives it off to Tony, and he's dragged down, loss of a yard.
Holland, the ball carrier for the Vikings. Timothy Runsadler made the stop. Loss of two on the play. Ball is at the...
Clock runs 8:20 to go.
Seven, second and 12.
Beautiful night. We had for school not being in. Excellent crowd here tonight on the Jackson side. Handful from Ann Arbor.
Second
Great run by, great fake by Holland, and he keeps it. On the fake sweep, the quarterback all the way down near a first down at the 35-yard line.
And a good fake by the running back, who's a JV kid, and we don't have his number, number 80. You know, that's the other half of that coin, is to have everybody fake properly.
Yeah.
And that's a trick to get kids to do that.
Carry out your fake. Well, got to be a sigh of relief for Scott Farley. Tonight, last year, just enormous disappointment on opening night. Losing to this team 15-12. Not tonight. Sophomore looks like a good runner there, Tom. Marcus Tony.
Sebastian.
Marcus Sebastian?
Tony.
Sebastian Tony.
I don't know. Assistant coach John Wright told me that, and I should have wrote it down. In case you just tuned in, there was no JV game last night, so a bunch of kids are up, and they're not on the roster.
Not in the media guide. Uh-oh, bad snap here. Holland picks it up, and he'll just fall on it back here at the 44.
Dave Holland recovers the fumble.
That was a first down play and a loss of about 10 or 12 there. Six to go. 40-7. And Holland, the quarterback up from the JVs last year, had a very successful year. And he's looked quite good here, Tom.
He fakes well. He runs the offense well.
Yeah,
and
sharp.
You know what? He throws a pretty good pass.
Yeah. Lawan Bramlett was outstanding. There's a fake by Holland, and he's dragged down.
Dave Holland on the keeper.
Bramlett had 9 carries, 92 yards, and he's 5 in the first half. We haven't seen much of him here in the second half.
No, and you know, Bramlett has a very strong arm. He can let that thing fly.
Corey Pryor had 5 carries, 146, and 2 touchdowns in the first half. And again, a lot of those players, we haven't seen much at all of them here in the second half.
Pryor also had quite a few return yards.
Yeah.
One of them they got called back.
Well, actually 2 of them, Tom, that were called back. Bring up a fourth down, about 15, with now 4.5 to go.
And Max Bernstein made the stop. Ball's at the 37. Four.
Jackson's going to probably punt here. You don't want to throw it in this situation. They'd love to keep the ball, let these guys run some plays, but they bring in Daniel Gant. He kicked one about, I think, 15 yards or so, his first kick. Again, Jackson doesn't do a lot of kicking. Gant took forever. He got a nice high kick. And fair catch at about the 18-yard line for the River Rats with 3:45 to go.
Fair catch.
I'm amazed at how many people are still here. Usually this place clears out.
Got a wild one in the Stockbridge game. Stockbridge leads Essexville Garber 40-40.
Wow.
With 2:41 left in the third. And I'm quite sure they started at 7 o'clock on time.
Uh-huh.
But there's so much scoring in those games with Stockbridge that their games take an eternity.
Yeah, I'll bet Essexville's bus didn't break down. I think they probably started on time. Well, they might not have found Stockbridge.
Lumen Christie's opponent next week is Charlotte. Charlotte now leads Ionia 35-20 with 11:55 to go in the game.
Pretty impressive. I think Granville's got a pretty good team. 54, Jenison, nothing.
Well, those two are the bottom every year in that OK, whatever color it is. So they don't get an awful lot of chance to win, and they're only about 3 or 4 miles apart, so they hate each other.
Edmondson rolling, looking, and runs out of bounds.
Marcus Edmondson on the rollout.
But when I was at Zeeland, of course it was 35 years ago, both Granville and Jenison were terrific. And I wish I could explain what has happened to the both of them.
DeWitt has beaten Linden 38-14 up to their old tricks.
Second and three.
Portland 29, Ovid Elsie 7. Portland. That's turned into an outstanding program, Tom.
Yeah, Titan scrimmaged them last week up at Grand Ledge.
And here's a little running play. Nice job by the Viking backup defense there.
One of those is just a little bitty guy.
3 miles ball carrier for the
River. Again, these are JVs. We do not have numbers on these kids up front.
Third carrier, Anthony Parker, made the stop. Ball's at 29, third and one. Correction, number 8, Marcus Worthy.
3 minutes to go.
Yeah, Mike just announced, Mike Timms over the PA announced Corey Pryor is making the tackle. It wasn't. That was Marcus Worthy. Pryor's long been out of the game.
Third and a yard, and they get that yard, so they'll keep the football.
3 miles of ball carrier. Cross the 30 near the 30.
Bikes up 40-7. We were 33-0 at halftime.
Paul Winters made the stop for the Viking defense.
Clock runs 2:45. Take a quick break after the game and a quick wrap up. Subway player of the game. And Edmondson directing some traffic here for Huron. He's back to throw again. Rush on, being chased. Now he loops one out here, and that is intercepted. Kane Flowers picked off the deflection. Good job by Anthony Parker. As he hit the receiver, the ball popped up in the air, and Kane Flowers came up with it. And Jackson should have a chance to run the clock out here. I think that's the second interception of the night for Kane Flowers.
I believe so. Always nice to get a
couple picks
and get a little mention, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, with 2:12 to go in the game, Jackson leads by 33 points over Ann Arbor Huron, 40-7. You would think that you could control the ball for 4 or 5 plays and end this thing.
Tom mentioned Tom Johns has come on board with Scott Farley running the defense. Dave Nearpass back, Tom Barberi, David Winters, Angelo Williams, James Bradley, Rob Dillon, Bob Kinney, Russell Davis, James Harrison, Antonio Parker. It's a large staff.
Ball's near the 41.
Except Russell. I bet you Russell's lost 250 pounds. Have you seen him?
No.
You might have seen him and didn't recognize him.
That's probably the case.
Oh, Russell Davis looks great.
I think I do see him down there. Or is that Director of Football Operations Willie Porter?
Nobody can confuse Willie Porter with Russell Davis.
No? Okay.
Yeah, that's Russ, a great big guy at the 40s.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I still can't imagine anybody could tackle him or could catch Willie Porter.
Right. We're down to 90 seconds. Pretty painful second half here. It's been a rash of penalties, and But again, getting some kids in and letting some kids play who thought they were going to play earlier this week and didn't get a chance because you're on JV program.
And then they thought they had a game scheduled with Lansing Catholic because Waverly didn't have a JV team. But in the meantime, before we could secure that, Lansing Catholic scheduled Sexton. So a lot of schools without JV teams here just in the past week. And it may be just a game-by-game situation for some of them. I suspect we'll see varsity teams dropping, too, like we did last year for a game or two during the season.
Third down for the High. Just trying to run the clock. This will probably be the last play. And Holland keeps it, and don't get hurt. Down he goes. Picked up 2 yards. That should do it. Clock running out. And the Vikings set to celebrate. There it is. Jay High, a resounding 40-7 thumping of Ann Arbor here on tonight. Opening night at Withington Stadium. Post-game break, and we'll come back for the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops with a quick wrap-up and our player of the game on 101.9 1450.
This is Bill Bullinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
The Jackson Montessori Center is now open for fall enrollment and is a free public elementary school open to all Jackson County children ages 5 to 8 years old. The Montessori experience emphasizes learning through all five senses. At Montessori, learning is an exciting process of discovery, leading to concentration, motivation, self-discipline, and love of learning. Experience the JPS Montessori School today at 205 Seymour Street or call 517-8870 for more information. JPS, your schools of choice.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? Go see the pros at Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, just 5 minutes west of Jackson on M60.
The smartest way to do your home.
Hey, what you got there?
Oh, it's a foot-long Subway turkey and bacon guacamole.
Whoa, that's like all my favorite things in one sandwich.
Me too.
As if tender turkey breast and crispy bacon weren't enough, then they added delicious guacamole. It was like they created it just for me. I really gotta get one.
You want some?
Yes. I mean, if you don't mind.
Subway knows what you love. The big-time flavor of the new turkey and bacon guacamole. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Welcome back to Withington, GOC. Tom Ranchford wrapping things up here. All Vikings, they led 33-0 at halftime and the final 40-7. Here tonight, and they'll be back here and try to make it two in a row next week against Lansing Everett, the Vikings of Everett. And that will be a far more competitive tilt with Marcel Crothers and company.
I think Everett beat us last year 46-0, something like that.
Okay.
Up at Archie Ross Stadium.
Revenge is sweet.
Yeah. Everett plays tomorrow night at Akron St. Vincent St. Mary. In their opening game.
You might want to scout. Oh, we'll be in Grand Rapids, yeah. I guess we can't go to that. What do you got, Tom, on the board? Anything exciting?
Well, I got a handful of finals. One of Jackson High's opponents in the middle of the season won. Grand Ledge beat Grand Rapids Forest Hill Central 35-20. Lumen Christie's opponent next week, at the end of the third quarter, Charlotte was leading Ionia 35-20. Final, Richmond beat Marysville over on Lake Huron or the St. Clair River, 20-12, Richmond over Marysville. A couple of teams we probably will see down the road in the playoffs for the Titans. Ithaca hammers Clare 42-14. And a couple of old foes in the SMAC. St. Joe beat Kalamazoo Central 32-8. We've got a game we were looking at. That's a wild one between Essexville Garber and Stockbridge.
Stockbridge was leading late 49-40.
It's not even the fourth quarter yet.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Well, quite a night here. It started with Ann Arbor Huron being stuck out on 94 and a bus that broke down. They might wish they were still out there because this was a route from the outset tonight for the Vikings. Corey Pryor, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, and it could have been even more remarkable. He had two long kick returns that were called back that kind of robbed him of probably about 175 yards in kick returns, Tom.
Yeah, he's something special. The opening kickoff he took down to the 15, and then a punt return going towards the railroad tracks later in the, I think it was in the third quarter. Could have been in the second quarter. Got called back on a hold in the middle of the field. And Pryor's good. Shawnee Suddeth is good. I thought the line looked nice. The little bit of passing they did was okay, just enough to keep everybody honest.
I thought Bramlett did a real nice job. He had a very solid game, running and throwing.
The Viking defense looked real good. Basically, that touchdown by Huron was really against the JVs and the subs. And then the kicking game, and much maligned and discussed and kicked around, but Jackson
kicked a couple extra points, looked good.
Kicked deep.
Punts were okay.
And punted rather than going for it in the center of the field, like that's kind of an experiment that he was doing for a while. And all in all, you're leaving here tonight with a good feeling after watching Jackson High totally dismantle Ann Arbor Huron.
Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors. Quite a list. You'll hear from them here in a minute. Our Subway Sub Shop player of the game is Jackson High running back, receiver, kick returner extraordinaire, Corey Pryor, with a couple touchdowns, a couple long plays tonight.
Safety. Plays defense,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, does it all. And all in all, great night for the Vikings. They beat Ann Arbor here on 40-7. We'll be back next Thursday night for Jackson High and Lansing Everett here at Withington. And, of course, tomorrow night we're in Grand Rapids for West Catholic Lumen. That's here on 101.9 1450 and on K105 tomorrow night. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman with Columbia Central and Napoleon. So, good night, good opener. Jackson's unbeaten. As we say goodnight from Withington Stadium for Tom Ratchford, GOC, and for Josh Ankrell, thanks for your time. This time, till next time.
You've been listening to High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM. Tonight's broadcast.